When darkness falls, when worlds collide, when the icy grip of evil threatens the last free land, the fate of all shall rest in the hands of one.
Sound we're not on stage. You're listening to Brian Watson on the Not American Prod podcast on Proxilla.com.
Hello, I'm Brian Watson and I am joined today by Jim Radford. How are you doing, Jim?
Not too bad, Brian. Thank you for having me. It's Jim Radford here, half of These Curious Thoughts. It's nice to be here.
You're more than welcome, and as you mentioned, you're half of Curious Thoughts. We're hoping to get the other half, Sean Dunlop, on our American show, because he's an American.
He is indeed, yes. He's from Detroit, and he's the guy, he's basically the musical part. He does all the technical, clever things. I just write the nonsense and email it to him.
You do the words, don't you, boy?
That's it indeed.
So what we're here to do today is talk about your five, not I wouldn't say favourite, but five tunes that mean something to you. So we're going to kick off, I think, with a track by Nirvana. So do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
I mean, I've been a big fan of Nirvana for as long as I can remember. And the track, you know, you're right, that actually come out when it was actually an unreleased track that they brought out for their best of, I think it would have been Turn of the Millennium. It's an awesome track. It's just, it's very powerful. And I had once actually lost my voice after singing at a karaoke night. So it's got some other memories to it apart from the music, but it's just brilliant. It's in your face, and I just love it. I like to jump around to it.
Do you want to tell us about the next Everything track, Jim?
Oh, yes, Cough Cough. It's a favourite. it's a favourite track of mine by them. I mean, I could have chosen a number of tracks by them. They are very good. There's just a lot going on, particularly in this song. I mean, the it's like the melody's bouncing down the stairs, the lyrics are, I mean, I don't exactly know what the song's about, apart from obviously it says cough cough, but I don't know what it's getting at. But it's I don't know, it's just it's like math rock, it's like some kind of 80s tunes in there, hooks from all over the place, it's intricate, it's just good. I think that's the best way to put it. I won't try and arse it up anymore. It's just a good song by a good band.
That is what we do on the Not the American Prog Show. Good songs by good bands. And we've actually got everything in the studio. They're just waiting outside momentarily. Here they go. Are you ready, boys? Okay, whenever you're
we are
ready.
Everything, and now our music.
All right.
Yeah, so, wait a second. 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 Southern under my door, and it's in my peripheral vision, and it's pouring up under my voice, whispering into my eardrums, and it's telling me that I want more.
I'm coming alive. I'm coming in now. I'm coming alive. I'm coming in now. I'm coming alive. I'm coming in now. I'm coming alive. I'm coming in now.
Thank you, boys. That was lovely. Now, piss off. Hello. Yes, Brian Watson here with Not the American Prog Show. I'm joined by my guest, Jim Radford, half of These Curious Thoughts. Me and Jim had a lovely chat recently about lots of things, a lot of which we can't broadcast before the watershed. But suffice to say, we got round Game of Thrones, superhero Tourette's, safe words, hoverboards, Captain America, and assaulting Jules Holland, to name but a few. What we're doing is we're going to intersperse some tracks that Jim has chosen with some of these curious thoughts tunes that I have, and if we get chance we'll also play the new Claypool Lennon Delirium, a track from that album, which is quite outstanding and which has just arrived today.
This is Jim Radford from These Curious Thoughts. You're listening to Progzilla Radio on the internet, also coming to you from the recesses of someone's mind. It's a guy, James Lavelle. I think it's him. It was him and a guy called DJ Shadow initially. And I think there's been kind of three or four different inceptions of them. So it's mainly just one guy just putting this music together. And then they do a lot of kind of collaborations with people like Tom York, Ian Brown, well, Ian Asbury off the Cult. So they go away and they do lots of individual tracks and just kind of come back with an album. That song in particular, Burn My Shadow, it's just one that's, I always just listen to it and I'm not quite sure what it is about it I like. It's just a great track, and that's all it is to it. And if you get chance, you should check the video out, because the video is very, very cool. The guy wakes up and he's got what is assumedly a time bomb kind of surgically implanted into his chest, and he just starts kind of freaking out, and the song's kind of playing in the background of that, and it really comes together as a song and a music video, which is one where actually the music video actually does make sense for the song. It just sounds great.
Yes, it does. So this is Uncle and Burn My Shadow featuring Ian Asbury, brackets of the Cult, close brackets.
Inside today, at the edge of the future, and my dreams all fade away. I have burned my tomorrows, and I stand inside today, at the edge of the future. And my dreams all fade away.
This is Richard.
This is David.
Rob.
From Beardfish, and you're listening to Progzilla.
Well, that was Burn My Shadow by Uncle, featuring Ian Astbury from The Cult. Now, I believe your next choice is one of your wedding songs, Jim.
It is indeed. Float On by the band Modest Mouse. My wife and I got married on a cruise to Norway, so decided that we would like the song Float On by Modest Mouse playing. It's not directly anything to do with water or floating, but it's a nice tune. The lyrics are very, very cool, as are most of the lyrics that Isaac Brooks, I believe his name, writes. And hopefully you'll all enjoy it too. It was either that or I'm on a boat by the Lonely Island, and that's probably got far too many expletives.
I'm sure they will, and if they don't, then I don't know. I shall impose some sanction. I managed to get Blue Oyster Cult and Yes into my wedding songs, so fair play to you.
Awesome.
And because this is not the American Prog Show, I've managed at great expense to get Liam Neeson to introduce the next tune.
Ladies and gentlemen, Modest Mouse. Thank you.
Thank you, audience. Time, I think, for these Curious Thoughts track, and I'm going to go with John Wayne from What Is It and How Did It Get Here, released in 2012.
John Wayne's feet are coconuts. He never needs to use a horse. Everywhere he go, you hear him walk. And then he drink his milk before he spoke and say,
"My name's John Wayne. I'm Batman's brother. We don't look the same. We got a different mother. My name's John Wayne."
Was his favorite dish, but if he ate too fast, he'd get a stitch and say,
"My name's John Wayne. I'm Batman's brother. We don't look the same. We got a different mother. My name's John Wayne."
And then suburban shopping mall at half-mast again. Between shootings,
when you think you've had too much prog, he gives you some more.
This is Menomina, which is nothing to do with the Muppets, apparently.
But it is. It must be.
Well, it's they're a band. They're an indie rock band from Portland, Oregon, and one of my friends, another Sean, actually. Sean, his name's Sean Tutt. He does singer-songwriting stuff. I sometimes write songs with him as well. He got me into this band. They're a two-piece. There was three of them, but they're multi-instrumentalists. So they all kind of swap instruments whilst playing live and in the recording. So some people, they're like the drummer does the vocals and swaps to play guitar. The lead guitarist plays a saxophone and then we'll go on drums, so they all will swap around. And this track is just a favorite track of mine from their second album, which I believe is called Minds, if I remember rightly, and it's called Five Little Rooms. It's just it just sounds great, and I really love the lyrics. I've no idea what it's about really, but there you go.
Marvellous. I have been to Poland.
I did, sorry. I have been to Poland, but that's a story for another time. I did like all of Jim's choices, but that Menomina track, which was his last one, was particularly good. From the Minds album, as he said. And the track was called Five Little Rooms. Before that, Jim chose Float On by Modest Mouse, Burn My Shadow by Uncle, You Know You're Right Nirvana, and Everything, and Cough Cough. So those were Jim's choices. I'm going, because it just came today, to slip the Claypool Lennon Delirium. It's just short of 4 minutes. It's Cricket and the Genie, the movement one from the brand new album from Les Claypool and John's Ladd. Claypool Lennon Delirium off the brand new album that came today, so I slipped it in. The album's called Monolith of Phobos. Back to Jim now of These Curious Thoughts, and me and he got talking about his lyrical process. After we've heard from Jim, I'm going to choose another track by These Curious Thoughts. Not sure which one yet. It'll probably be, so consider that it will, They Talk in Maths, from The Colour of Sound, released back in 2010.
But basically, when it comes to writing lyrics, if I hear anything that I find interesting, or I read anything, or I might just get inspired. Sorry, I'm trying to think of something interesting.
We're not going to broadcast this bit. So just
I suppose when it comes to writing, it's whatever sounds cool, really. As long as it, I suppose, because I know I'm writing for music, I always like it to at least sound as if it has some kind of hidden or bigger meaning to it. I think a lot of the time I'm purposely writing things to be obscure, so it sounds as if there's something more going on, maybe. And then maybe through that process, there is something more going on that I'm not even aware of. I don't know. That sounds very pretentious, doesn't it?
No, far from it. But do you normally send, like, words to Sean and he writes music?
Yeah, it used to be that I would write a whole kind of segment. So, say, for example, a new song called, I don't know, I Fought in a War, I might write, you know, verse chorus and have an idea of how it would look, and then I would send that to Sean in an email, and basically he has a book, like a huge tome of all the lyrics I've ever written. Like, it is massive, and he's just got that there. So when he feels creative musically, he might just sit down and flick through it and pick out, like, a whole song sheet lyric. But now what we're doing is it's become a bit more organic. I just send in bits and pieces when I think of a good, like, verse, or I hear a phrase which I think this might work quite well, as I would do a little bit with it, and I'll just email it to him, and then he just collects all these ideas down and then just works on one to see if something comes about. So we've kind of changed the process a little bit. I think it's just because we've got a bit older and we've got families and we've got a little, like, kind of less time. We're kind of trying to make more use of the time that we've got, and the stuff that we've got coming up does sound a little bit different from what we've done previously.
Wonder why they're talking about
Hello, it's Frankie Boyle here. This is a topical one. I'm doing the traffic and travel from the Troonstraat in the centre of downtown Brussels. The only thing I can tell you about the traffic is they're all driving on the wrong side of the road. Ho, ho, ho. Love you. Bye.
I am very kind of proud of all the music that we've done. We are fairly prolific as songwriters. We don't tend to waste too much time when it comes to writing songs, writing albums, or rewriting songs. So we've done 9 albums. We're already writing our next one, an X-ray of our imagination. And before these Curious Thoughts with the previous band, we'd done maybe 4 or 5 albums. So I've probably helped in part write at least kind of 12, 13 albums. And in amongst that, there are certainly songs that I am very proud of. So if I was to put a best of my own work, it would be something that I would listen to. It would be nice if more people did hear us, but it's just nice to have people like yourself that do dig it and do listen to it, because that does mean a lot to us, so we do appreciate that.
What would be even better is if I did a cover for you.
I do keep asking Sean. I mean, his dad does kind of seem to have dibs on all the artwork, but maybe even if it was just a UK release, then that would be something that I would be up for, certainly.
I'm dicking with you. Shock of the Cold, as Jim touched upon there, is another one of his projects. I'm going to play a track by them from the eponymous Shock of the Cold album. This one's called Narc.
Human sight, be right, quite deep. So surreal is I'm afraid. I hope.
Nark by Shock of the Cold there. I'm going to play a very quick one from Inventing Dr. Sutherland and His Travelling Hospital. I'm going to play Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and then I should just have time to play another track from These Curious Thoughts' latest album, Decade in the Shadows. Thinking of mine and Jim's lengthier conversation, so we'll play My Lizard Preacher after that. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Jim, and as Frankie says, love ya.
Sometimes rot like volcanoes when they blow their tops. Have a gallon of wine and I think that I'm fine, but then the madness sets inside me will not stop. I'm like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and I hate to make you cry. I think the drink is what I sick to keep control. In a messed up world, it's the only thing I got, but it hurts and tears at my soul. Psychopathic. I was an octopus in waiting, a paper-faced clown, a lady's plaything. She was my preacher, my lizard-like creature, my addict and my teacher. So well together back when I was a boy. We drank together in devil's heaven, played with worms and their toys. She was my preacher, my lizard-like creature, my addict and my teacher.
Failed me for the last time.
Please, I can keep failing you.